Astrology and affirmations. Affirmations are personalised mantras. They are simple to practice, yet they yield powerful results when chanted regularly. As a hypnotherapist as well as an astrologer, I help to create affirmations for my clients unique to their issues. The subconscious mind learns by constant repetition, and in that way, affirmations can help to reprogram our brains through repetition, because every time we say the affirmation, it begins the process of becoming embedded into our subconscious mind, and that's when we can really manifest that reality that we wish to create. And these affirmations, if you see them like seeds, you know, they're creating a new neural pathway. Rather like walking over long grass so many times that we create a path that becomes more defined every time we walk along it. And that is how the neural pathways of the brain work. And that is how changes are made and new patterns begin. And it's all about the consistency of doing these affirmations regularly. You can say them whenever you wish. They work well first thing in the morning. They work well last thing at night, which is a very special time for the subconscious, and that's when a lot of reprogramming happens. Or you can find a calm window during the day to practice them as well. And it's a good idea to work on one at a time. You don't have to do lots of affirmations all at the same time, and you can write them down if writing is your thing, and that can help to bring them into that tangible form, and it can really cement them and enhance their power. I've created an affirmation for each zodiac sign. And alongside working with your sun sign affirmation, you may like to work with your moon or your rising sign or another planet. Or you may just wish to work on, you know, the actual thing. You know, it could be confidence, which is the Leo. It could be courage for Aries. So whatever works for you is great. And you know, if it's your soul's purpose that you're really looking at, then maybe you could pick the affirmation for your sun sign. If it's habits, if it's health related things or your mental and emotional nature and patterns, then you can choose your moon sign. If you wish to work on certain personality traits or the physical self, you could pick the affirmation for your rising sign and ascendant. Or maybe you're focusing on relationships right now, in which case your Venus and Mars signs will be the ones that you need. And every astrological sign has a different makeup of positive strengths and areas of imbalance that can be harmonized through the polarity of the opposite sign, which I have included these in each affirmation, as well as a power affirmation for each sign and the planetary rulership keywords. And you can also use these affirmations for each zodiac sign season. For example, during Aries month, especially on the Aries new moon, you can chant the Aries affirmation and so on. So, on to Aries. Aries, your affirmation keyword is bravery. Your planetary ruler is Mars. You are blessed with bravery, courage, a zest for life. At times, though, a lack of patience can mean that you throw yourself into things head first without taking the time to reflect. So your affirmation is, I am a child of the universe, supported and loved. I have the courage and drive to go for what I desire, the honesty to ask for what I need. And one thing I will always know is that spring always comes. On to Taurus. Taurus, your keyword is security and your planetary ruler is Venus. Security is so important to you, Taurus. And at times you need that reminder that you are secure, you are okay, life is looking after you, whatever changes are taking place around you. Your affirmation, Taurus, is that I have all that I need in life. My reality is what I can see, touch, taste, hear and feel. The more I delight in these senses and give gratitude for them, the more beauty and pleasure I manifest. Even though the winds of change are blowing, I am secure, I am safe. My roots go down deep into the earth and can withstand any storms. Gemini, Your keyword, Gemini, is curiosity, and your planetary ruler is Mercury. Your gift is your youthfulness and curiosity. You can, though, overanalyze things, and you need to learn to stop, pause, and let the intuition come out. Gemini affirmation is, I learn something new every day. My curiosity, mental dexterity, and flexibility are my gifts that I can develop and polish in a myriad of ways. I can hone my right brain so that my intuition can grow. On to the sign Cancer. Your keyword is safety, and you are ruled by the moon. Insecurity can be a factor in your life. You need to know that you are safe and supported by the universe, and that it's okay to open up and be vulnerable. It's a strength, in fact. So this is Cancer affirmation. My thoughts and feelings ebb and flow with the lunar phases. My emotional wisdom and strength in emotional vulnerability intuitively guide me to what I need. I am safe and loved, and the nurturing and nourishing I give to others comes back to me tenfold. Leo, your keyword is confidence. You are ruled by the sun. It's your heart where you live, Leo. And by having confidence in your potentials and magnificence, you are fully engaging your heart in life. Your affirmation is, I am who I am here to be. I am the hero of my journey, the star of my show, and director of my life. I have the confidence, and confidence is the key to success in my life. Confidence in my ability to do those things that I want to do, to tap into my creative potential and sparkle, and to have faith in all of my creative visions and self-expressions. On to Virgo. Virgo, your keyword is perfection, and you are ruled by the planet Mercury. It's okay, Virgo, not to be perfect all the time. You don't need to give yourself a hard time when life doesn't quite live up to that perfect ideal that you have for yourself. When your expectations are not balanced with your ideals. Your affirmation is, perfection is almost never needed. Even champion athletes are never perfect all the time, and they sometimes get things wrong. And it's interesting that when the Navajo Indians, when they weave their beautiful rugs, they leave a knot. And the reason they leave a knot is this knot is to show that there's an imperfection, so as not to anger the gods, to show the gods that they are not trying to be gods themselves. On to Libra. Libra, your keyword is harmony, and your planetary ruler is Venus. The lessons for you, Libra, are to do with knowing that trying to please everyone all of the time means that often you are not pleasing yourself. Your affirmation, Libra, are relationships are what makes my world go round. I have a talent for creating balanced, peaceful, and stimulating interactions. I value myself and others enough to speak the truth and make decisions fueled by the positive intention of strength and authenticity. On to Scorpio. Scorpio, your keyword is regeneration, and your planetary ruler is Pluto. Scorpio, you have a transformational effect on others, and through focusing on the highest good when it comes to wielding your power. Your affirmation is, I am a powerful being who can heal from the past, forgive hurts, and reinvent myself. I release the need to hold on to that which is no longer needed and to move into the new with calm and ease. As I heal, I become the healer through releasing and accepting the higher powers of destiny. On to Sagittarius, your keyword is freedom, and your planetary ruler is Jupiter. Sagittarius, by focusing on the smaller parts as well as the bigger picture, you can spread yourself even further and wider than you thought. Your affirmation is, I infuse others with spirit through sharing my truth, my visions, my light, through sparking my desires for broader perspectives and wider connections. My positive attitude attracts the good things to me. I have faith in life and an ability to recover from setbacks. I can get back on my horse and start again. Now on to Capricorn. Capricorn, your keyword is control and your ruling planet is Saturn. Capricorn, you are the sign of karma and need to remember that if anything fails in your life, if it's not the successful mountain that you envisaged, this is simply an opportunity to learn and grow, the reason why we are here on planet Earth. Your affirmation, Capricorn, is, I look at my cup as half full rather than half empty, and I visualize how I want my life to be rather than how I don't want my life to be, rather than thinking about all the ways it could go wrong. I congratulate all my successes thus far. Success is here for me now and in the future. Aquarius. Aquarius, your keyword is individuality and your planetary ruler is Uranus. Aquarius, you are an individual who delights in your uniqueness. Your energies are directed outwards into the world, into the collective, into the transpersonal. But you do need to remember to come back to Earth at times because you are fixed in the air. Your affirmation, Aquarius, is my friendships and all my connections are enhanced as I open my heart to others around me. My heartfelt purpose in life revolves around all of these things, my innovative ways that lead to my contribution in society. On to Pisces. Pisces, your keyword is unity and your planetary ruler is Neptune. Pisces, you are an empathic soul who can find boundaries tricky at times. It is okay for you to say no sometimes and to carve out some healthy limitations in your life. Your affirmation, Pisces, is I tap into the collective unconscious source, the divine source from which inspiration, faith, and love flows. Giving is receiving, and being of service is a natural act for me. There is nothing wrong with creating boundaries and practicing discernment, as I need to look after myself so I can look after others.